Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Thousands continue flocking to Vatican City, paying their respects as Pope Francis lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica. ABC's James Longman with more on those filing past.
They were solemn. They knew what they were there for, interested. Some sort of tourists who'd been swept up in it and felt, well, they were here during history, but they might as well go and take a look. And then you would meet people afterwards and, I mean, the people we met anyway, seemed transformed. I mean, overjoyed, really, really kind of moved by the experience that they had just had.
New Jersey wildfires still burning. Air quality alerts issued for the state and this morning as far north as New York City. This is ABC News. Well, fewer Americans are lighting up. A new study shows a lot of us are still not getting enough exercise. ABC's Alex Stone has the story.
In 1964, a record high 42% of U.S. adults smoked. Today, a record low 11% of adults still smoke, according to new data from the American Cancer Society. But the report finds most Americans are not meeting physical activity recommendations, and 70% of the U.S. population is overweight or obese, and over half do not meet aerobic physical activity recommendations of at least 150 minutes of moderate physical activity a week. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Uber says it may end its operations in Colorado if the state passes a law aimed at improving safety. The proposal would require regular criminal background checks for rideshare drivers and would require audio recordings of every trip taken in an Uber. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Scattered showers early this morning, otherwise some peaks of sunshine and fairly mild later today. A high of 68, northeast to east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 70% chance of rain, mainly late, a low of 47. Friday, rain tapering off by midday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, a high of 56. Friday night clearing and chilly, a low of 36, and Saturday pleasant with mainly sunny skies and a high of 63. Currently in Richland Center with a temperature at 51 degrees. Right now, east winds at around 6 miles per hour. And the overall rainfall in the last 48 hours ranks right around 7/10 of an inch of rain. East winds around 6 miles per hour, as mentioned. We're at our overnight low, a very warm 51 degrees. Today is Thursday, April 24th, and we thank you for listening. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that Spain.
There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight, shining down on us, glorious and bright. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. There's a peace in my heart, finally moving on. A calm in my conscience that sings my song. No longer will you struggle, no longer will you fight. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. Let the love shine down.
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 Let the love shine down. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
There's a break in the clouds, the sun is shining through. Speaks to my soul in a voice that sounds like you. When I lay my head down and gently close my eyes,
there's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Let the love shine down.
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 Let the love shine down. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Let the love shine down.
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 Let the love shine down. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Oak Ridge Boys on WRCO Radio. And before that, we officially began our broadcast day with Carrie Underwood doing the honors for our national anthem. Here we are together again, friends, Thursday, April 24th. Phil Nee with you down the old trail with the mighty vibe. Just kind of plowing a path through a few sprinkles, a few puddles this morning once again. More mushroom fuel, right? Maybe if we get some warmer weather. And that looks like that's what's going to happen. We're going to be in and out of some rain for the next couple of days, but then toward the end of the weekend and then beginning of next week, 75 by Monday, and looks like mid to upper 60s for Tuesday as well. So getting into a nice pattern of, I guess, maybe more stable April weather. And it would make sense because we don't have a lot of April left, do we? Well, we have a few things to tell you about, some chores to do. The Brewers suffered a loss on the West Coast last night, past my bedtime. And so they trail the series 2-1. We'll have details in about 10 minutes. We'll check sports. Here's Alan Jackson on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hip. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his boots and he replied, it's faster horse. Younger women, older whiskey, more money. He smiled and all his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. He said it don't do men no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain is just a way to save prosperity, and buffalo chips is all it means to me. I told him I was a poet, I was looking for the truth. I do not care for horses, whiskey, women, or the loot. I said I was a writer, my soul was all on fire. He looked at me and he said, you are a liar. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Disillusioned, if I say the least. I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him to his feet. There was something cold and shiny laying by my head, so I started to believe the things he said. Well, my poet days are over and I'm back to be me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of reality, if my boy ever asks me what it is that I have learned, I think that I will.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Good morning, 514. We're back into some rain there for a little bit. It looked like it had quit, but we're getting a little bit more there, working on about 7/10 or so in the rain gauge since this latest thunderstorm began. Barroquas citywide rummage sale will be held today through Saturday. A reminder, the EW Madison Division of Extension, Vernon and La Crosse Counties will host a regional housing summit series starting on Tuesday, May 6th from 8:30 until 3:15 at the Hillsboro Brewing Company in Hillsboro. The registration fee is $25. Register online by Thursday, April 24th at the Driftless Rural Housing Summit. In-person registrations may occur on the day of the event event. Contact Hannah McKeever for more details. And the Boaz Lions Club will host a scholarship pancake supper from 4 until 7 this evening. Cost of the supper is $10 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 10, and free for children under 5. At the same time, don't miss the event sign bake sale as well, going on this evening in Boaz. There you go. A few reminders along the way today on the Milk Cow Show.
Though the brambles took the cabin I was born in, and the briars reclaimed the fields I used to plow, there's a yearning in my heart to be going to that 40-acre patch God sowed in sprouts. Arkansas, are your rivers still flowing? Is your cotton growing white as snow?
Are the squirrels still a-barking up on old Crowley's Ridge? Has the girl I was sparking gone and burned another bridge? Arkansas. Arkansas. I have known the troubles I was born to know. I have wanted things a poor man's born to want. And in all my dreams and memories I go running through the fields of Arkansas from which I sprung. Arkansas, are your rivers still flowing? Is your cotton growing white as snow?
Do the young men still piddle with the thought of growing rich and slowly turn to old folks sitting
whittling on a stick? Arkansas. Arkansas.
The Wilburn Brothers taking us back to Hank Bray's stomping grounds there, Arkansas, WRCO Radio. As crops begin to grow, so do the buzzing workers of the farm, bees, butterflies, and other pollinators. These tiny powerhouses help ensure strong yields and healthy plants. A salute to the farmers who protect and appreciate those natural helpers. This message is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto Richland Center, your total car care center, keeping you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignment. And Chetwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Today's sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Wilmer Flores with a two-run single in the sixth inning, giving back another strong start by Giants ace Logan Webb. And San Francisco beat the Brewers 4-2 last night. Milwaukee starter Freddie Peralta, who was out-dueling his opponent there for a little bit. Webb didn't allow a run over six and a third innings and had six strikeouts and three walks while lowering his ERA to 1.98. The Brewers scored twice in the ninth off closer Ryan Walker before Camilo Duvall got the final two outs for his fourth save. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta 4-1 over St. Louis, Cincinnati 5, Miami 2, the Mets 4-3 over Philadelphia. The Cubs won again, 7-6 over the Dodgers. In the American League, the Yankees 5, Cleveland 1, Seattle 8-5 over Boston, Houston 3, Toronto 1, Minnesota 6-3 over the White Sox, Athletics 5, Texas 2. Interleague play, Detroit 6-0 over San Diego, Washington 4, Baltimore 3, Pittsburgh 3-0 over the Angels, and Tampa Bay was a winner over Arizona, 7-6. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 109, Orlando 100, Cleveland 121, Miami 112, and Houston 109, Golden State 94. NHL, Washington 3-1 over Montreal, Los Angeles 6, Edmonton 2, and in overtime, Dallas was a winner over Colorado. That final score was 2-1. The NFL draft gets underway tonight in Green Bay. All eyes will be on the Green Bay Lambeau Field area. The main question everyone is asking ahead of the first round of the NFL draft is where Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders is going. They're not just debating it on television and sports radio. Even casual football fans in town for other business are wondering which team is going to pick primetime's son. Deion Sanders' son has been dominating the conversation in recent days. Some notes on sports today, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
The Aerobic Polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go. Hopefully you're good and stretched out. Polka through the puddles today. It's a one and a two, and here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Uncle Julius, and now comes our steam song, boys. Eins, zwei.
Thank you.
Wow. Uncle Julius and his boys right there. And that was called the Good Time Charlie Polka. Right on. All right. So hopefully you're ready for the day now and you got all the bugs kicked off and stretched out for the day. Yeah. Good to have you along here for the old Light in the Milk House show. We're a handful of minutes away from farm news and markets today. So we'll update you there and then bring it on back with more stuff, regular features here from WRCO on a Thursday.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. 'Cause it was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above, and that moonlit pass beside the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio. Moon in all your splendor knows only my heart. Call back my rose of San Antonio, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. Broken song and empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit pass beside the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio. Knows only my heart. Call back my rose of San Antonio, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. Broken song and empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit pass beside the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio. Rose my rose of San Antonio. Rose my rose of San Antonio.
Darling, make it feel like love again. Pretend that it's the way it used to be. Yes, darling, make it feel like love again. Yeah.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show. 49 degrees in Richland Center. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. Some peaks of sun could develop by afternoon. And then tonight, a 70% chance of rain again, maybe late. A low of 47, 56 on Friday. Rain tapering off by midday. We've had our share of showers and thunderstorms, some thunder and lightning in the night, a couple of nights this week, including overnight this morning. Some light rain, a few 100ths of an inch of rain so far since midnight. North to northwest winds are at 2. It's 49 degrees.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
You said focus. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A U.S. congressman from Missouri says the U.S. Agency for International Development will get more attention as work continues to reduce federal spending. Mark Alford tells Brownfield.
They moved under the State Department now, and I'm going to be working to try to change the name even of these to the National Security Investment Projects. And if it doesn't have to do with national security, taxpayers should not be paying for it.
USAID was one of the first federal agencies to see reductions from the Department of Government Efficiency, and funding for ag programs connected to USAID were cut. Alford says while there is uncertainty in the nation's capital,
we are $36.5 trillion in debt, and not just farmers, not just small business owners, but everyone in America is at risk of this country going under.
U.S. red meat production totaled 55 billion pounds in 2024. The USDA says that was 1% above the 2023 total. Beef production was slightly higher than the prior year at 27 billion pounds. Pork was reported at 27.8 billion pounds, a year-to-year increase of 2%. Corn planting might be further along than USDA estimates in at least one region of the Midwest. Iowa State University Extension agronomist Angie Reek-Hins says USDA lists progress at 15% for the North Central Iowa reporting district.
I have a hard time believing that. I think it's probably a little higher than that. The northern part of Iowa, it's probably closer to maybe 20%. As you come south, it's probably a lot higher than that.
Wet conditions have pushed a southern Minnesota farmer out of the field. Jim O'Connor of Blooming Prairie says he's finished with spring fertilizer applications and has quite a bit of pre-emergence herbicide applied.
We started planting, did one small field just to make sure everything worked. They were forecasting some heavy rains. We received about 4.5 inches of rain.
In southwest Iowa, farmer Dwayne Astrope says conditions have been favorable for planting.
I took on a new farm down on the Missouri River bottom towards Percival this year. And I was talking to a neighbor, and he goes, it's never worked this beautiful down here on this gumbo ground planting. And he said, you're getting spoiled right off the bat.
In central Illinois, farmer Ken Franklin says rain and wind have caused problems this spring.
The wind has blown, it seems like every day, way above threshold for spraying. We try to sneak in where we can or catch those calm days, stop the planter and hop in the sprayer.
U.S. ethanol production moved higher over the past week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,033,000 barrels per day, rising 21,000 on the week and 79,000 on the year. And the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission has once again denied the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline a permit to build a carbon pipeline in the state. Summit tells Brownfield they're disappointed in the decision but remain committed to South Dakota. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Dad, is Volt IP Plus seed treatment a biofungicide or an inoculant?
That's a strange thing to ask, son, but since it's on your mind, it's both. Two powerful biofungicides plus an elite rhizobia inoculant. It's how we improve early season soybean vigor and increase yield potential.
Why is the sky blue?
How about we just stick to soybeans, son?
Vault IP Plus Biological Seed Treatment from BASF. The plus equals more. Talk to your retailer or BASF representative today. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you ever met a nematode?
Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
A very light day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs closed higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet again Wednesday. There were a handful of deals reported in Kansas at $213 live. That's not enough business to establish a price trend for the week. Asking prices were at $214 to $215 live in the South, but didn't surface in the North. Significant trade volume is likely going to hold out until the end of the week. At the Kingsville Livestock Market in Missouri, steers were $3 to $10 higher, and heifers were steady to $5 higher. A load of fancy 7-weight heifer sold $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good for moderate supplies. Medium and large one feeder steers, 551 to 585 pounds, brought $350 to $388. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 503 to 539 pounds, brought $334 to $357. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice was up 24 cents at $331.97. Select closed 313 lower at $314.52. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors were much more aggressive in their procurement efforts on Wednesday and bid up to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor demand for U.S. pork on the global market, especially as China has been abstaining from purchasing U.S. goods in the recent weeks. There's some optimism that domestic demand will see a boost, which could provide some additional price support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.87 with a weighted average of $91.87. The Iowa Minnesota was $2.95 higher with a weighted average of $91.96, and the Western Corn Belt up $1.93 with a weighted average of $92.18. Pork values closed lower, down $1.70 at $94.08. All of the primals except the butts were lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, down 2,000 on the weekend, down more than 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of widespread direct business, and lean hog futures closed mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now, I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Cash hogs were steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were steady to modestly higher, keeping an eye out for any public progress and tariff talks. May beans were 5 1/4 higher at 1040 and a quarter. July was up 4 1/4 at 1050 and a quarter. Corn was down, expecting good U.S. planting weather. May was 3 3/4 lower at 472. July was down 4 at 479 and a quarter. Cattle were up, preparing for this week's direct business. June live is $1.82 higher at 208.10, and August was up 142 at 203.87. May feeder cattle were $1.42 higher at 288.35. And hogs were mixed. Cash was steady to higher, but pork was weak at midday. May lean was down 35 at 91.87. June was 12 lower at $100.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A leading British scientist questions the motives of a global environmental activist group today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sir Richard Roberts is no fan of Greenpeace. In fact, the Nobel Prize-winning scientist says Greenpeace has cashed in on the subject of genetic modification.
They've never had a better fundraising campaign than this. As soon as they came out against GMOs, the funds that they raised from voluntary contributions increased threefold. And they're still at that level now. And I think Greenpeace is scared that if they say, well, GMOs are now okay, that's going to disappear.
Roberts told a Canadian audience that governments not approving GM foods is hurting low-income populations.
Food choice is really a luxury of the developed world. You know, when you go into a restaurant, you have a big choice of things that you can eat. But the bulk of the people who are at the poor end of the scale in the developed countries, they don't have a lot of choice. They can only eat what they grow in their backyards.
Worst of all, says Roberts, government inaction on a genetically modified type of rice is costing lives in the developing world.
Since 2005, literally millions of children have died because they didn't get enough vitamin A when they were growing.
This series concludes tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Daily Update.
Farmers for Sustainable Food is continuing conservation efforts while adjusting to the Trump administration's rebranding of a grant program.
We have never been busier than we are today.
Tim Trotter is the CEO of the Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, which founded Farmers for Sustainable Food. Trotter tells Brownfield he met with the administration about the Advancing Markets for Producers program, which replaced the Climate Smart Commodities program.
Some of the work that Climate Smart did was trying to align farmers with climate opportunities and advancing, you know, on some of the climate metrics. But really, it's having the permission to be able to export broadly and have that market access for the great products that we're producing.
He says Farmers for Sustainable Food started promoting good practices through good processors and seven farmer-led watershed groups before getting USDA grant support. And their data collection continues despite the cancellation of the initial grant.
We've learned a lot through the last grant that we had. We found ways to improve and make it more efficient for farmers. So when they look at data collection and data analysis, and we're really trying to understand what the end game is here, because it's just not carbon scores.
He says members of the initiative will continue their work on reducing sediment loss, nutrient management, innovation in the barn, and aligning with carbon markets when possible. The group is awaiting more details from USDA on how to proceed under the newly branded climate program. Cash dairy prices were mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up 2.25 cents at 50 cents. Blocks were down 1.5 cents at $1.76. Barrels down 2.5 cents at $1.78.5. Butter up 0.25 cents at $1.32.5, and non-fat dry milk down 0.25 cents at $1.18.25. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
The pork industry's biggest event is back, World Pork Expo 2025. Join us June 4th and 5th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds for two packed days of networking, education, and industry innovations. Experience local entertainment and expert-led seminars covering the latest in pork production. Explore cutting-edge technology from hundreds of exhibitors and connect with industry professionals. And don't forget, grab a free pork lunch at the Big Grill while you're there. This is a celebration of all things pork. Learn more at worldpork.org.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairground.
Richland County Fairground. Friday, May 9th, Saturday, May 10th. Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food, and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDregs.com for more information.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Today's forecast calling for a high in the upper 60s, maybe some peaks of sunshine later on after the scattered showers get out of the way. Tony Schumacher has more coming up in just a few minutes. It's 49 degrees in Richland Center.
Goes into a dance, doubles all.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Merle Haggard on WRCO and Mama Tried. Yes, she did. Well, coming up, weather and more regular features here from WRCO as we approach daylight today. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, there's a front stalled out from southern Nebraska up through southern Wisconsin, and we've had some scattered showers along that overnight, giving us a couple tenths of an inch of rain in spots. This will be winding down and generally lifting north of us as the morning progresses, and overall it should be a pretty quiet day. Temperatures will still be running fairly mild, a few degrees above normal. However, another band of rain should move in late tonight into early tomorrow as low pressure sweeps through. This could bring up to another half inch across the region. Also, some gusty north winds tomorrow will definitely make it feel kind of chilly. Things are looking beautiful, though, for the weekend. High pressure drifting in from southern Canada should bring us full sunshine Saturday, partly sunny skies on Sunday, and then early next week, active again as the next low pressure system sweeps across the northern U.S. and drags a cold front through here Monday night. Here's that forecast for today. Scattered showers early in the morning, then some peaks of sun may develop by afternoon. High in the upper 60s, the wind northeast to east between 5 and 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 70% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, low at 47. Tomorrow the rain tapers off by midday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler, high near 56, northeast wind becoming north between 10 and 20 miles per hour. On Saturday, pleasant with mainly sunny skies, a low of 36, high near 63. For Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and mild, low 37, high 67. There is a slight chance of a shower Sunday night. Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, and warm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Most numerous Monday night, some could be heavy. Your low Monday, 51, with a high of 75. Tuesday, chance of a shower early, then partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 62. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, 49 degrees. Yesterday, 72 was the high. We did pick up 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high, 86, set on April 24th of 2009, 86 degrees. Record low, 19 in 1956. Last year's high was 57 and the low, 33. Sunset will occur at 7:55 this evening. Also for this morning, sunrise time coming up in about 5 minutes. East to southeast winds at 3, barometer at 30.19. About a half inch of rain across the area through the early morning hours this morning. And right now we're at 49 degrees. That is the overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A news update is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of mourners continue filing past the casket of Pope Francis, lying in state. It's